I call this meeting of the Willows Planning Commission meeting to order. Walter, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Please stand. Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Maria, will you give us a roll call, please?
Chairperson White.
Here.
Commissioner Minifield.
Here.
Commissioner Griffin.
Here.
Commissioner Woods. Commissioner Meyer.
Here.
Okay, agenda review. Are there any requested changes by staff?
Staff has no changes at this time.
Commissioners? No? Next is public comment. Persons wishing to speak on a matter not on the agenda may be heard at this time. However, no action will be taken unless placed on a future agenda. Okay, approval of minutes. The minutes of the Planning Commission meeting held March 16th, 2016.
Motion to approve.
Is there
second.
Okay, with a motion to approve in second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We have one public hearing under new business for a use permit, file number UP1604, applicant owner Javier Bravo, JWL Properties, 225 North Tehama Street, assessor's parcel number 003-034-005, Central Commercial Zone, General Commercial Land Use Designation, establish a Zumba exercise business within an existing commercial building. Karen.
Yes, good evening, commissioners. We have a conditional use permit in front of you this evening. It's a request to establish a Zumba exercise studio business, and this is to be located within a existing commercial building in the downtown district. It 225 North Tehama Street is the address. It is in the kind of the downtown mall, I think is the label of that area. The applicant, Javier Bravo, has submitted this application in order to allow establishing this business. And his business intends to operate 6 days a week, closed on Sundays, open for two classes during the day, 9:15 in the morning and 7:15 in the evening, and with one trainer for this business. And he anticipates with growth maybe helping to add more classes in the future. As stated, this is in the central, this parcel is located in the Central Commercial Zoning District, and an exercise studio is allowed under section 18.55.030, subsection 7, allowed with a conditional use permit. Therefore, this use type of use that is proposed is allowed with this conditional use permit. And the zoning all around this existing building is the same as the project parcel, which is CC. And all commercial type of businesses in nature. And the general plan land use is general commercial, which does allow for commercial uses and services, and therefore is consistent then with the general plan. And I did circulate this for comments with internal departments. Those comments that were received are incorporated into the resolution that also has attached conditions of approval with it. As I stated, this is an existing building located in the downtown mall. There are several other suites in there that used to be a laundromat in that existing suite, and then also a coast-to-coast hardware store many years ago. The applicant is proposing to use two suites, which would gain him close to 4,000 square feet of space for this exercise business. And in order to do that, the wall was removed in between the suites in order to do that. And part of that is what he has to look forward to is to complete the demo work that is inside these two suites. The project site, as I say, is located in the downtown district and is subject to the parking regulations. However, this site is afforded the parking exemption that is allowed under 18.120.060, which does allow for uses in the downtown district. They do not have to provide additional parking that would be normally required for a business, as there at this time there appears to be sufficient parking that is on either close by in the parking lots or on the adjacent off-site street area. has been reviewed by, staff has reviewed this in context with the CEQA and determined that it does qualify for a CEQA exemption under 15301, existing facilities, Class 1. And with any use permit, the facts and conclusions that are within this report and findings have to be made in order to establish this as an approved use. These uses, I mean, these findings of fact are incorporated into the resolution that is part of your packet here. Notice was given in the public local newspaper 10 days prior to this hearing, and also 400-foot notices were sent to property owners, and there have been no comments either way, written or verbal, from any member of the public as a result of that mailing. So the applicant and his wife are in the audience this evening, and maybe like to say something, but at this stage, staff would recommend that the commission review, and if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them, and then if you feel that it is appropriate, would approve and adopt this resolution for this project.
Thank you, Karen. Do any of the commissioners have a question of Karen at this point? Hearing none, okay. Open the public hearing. Would either one of you like to come forward and just say a few words on your project?
State your name.
Well, good evening. My name is Javier Bravo, and I am the owner of Exclusive Fitness. We own three small studios. Started with my mother, and then my wife got involved. But then we got together, and we wanted to bring something into Willows that would help us help the youth come out of the streets. That was the project, really, what it was for, to show kids and teens and adults that they're not, you know, too old or to lose some calories, or young adults who want to do stuff instead of, you know, being out in the streets and stuff like that. There's a program that is dancing, appropriate dancing, not inappropriate, and stuff like that. You know, that's where our mind's at. I also own another business in town and stuff like that. So I think it'll be good for the community. I believe that. So, and that's basically it, what I got from you. I lost 10 pounds.
Hey! Okay, does anybody have questions of the applicant? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Okay, we'll close the public hearing. Is there any further discussion, or the commission want to make a motion on this matter?
Just a comment. Yeah, thank you for coming to Willows. We appreciate it. That building's kind of been an eyesore the last few years and hasn't really seen a lot of people. So for you to come in and, you know, engage the community and help us build the community, we appreciate that. So thank you.
You want to be the new kid on the block? You want
to? You want to make the motion?
Make a motion.
Too many words. I'm going to listen a couple more times.
I recommend we pass the resolution next in line, a resolution for the Planning Commission of the City of Willows granting the permit, use permit approval, file UP 1604 to Javier Bravo to establish a Zumba exercise business within the existing commercial building property located at 225 North Tehama Street, accessories parcel number 003-034-005.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, there's been a motion and a second to approve this project. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay.
Just for the record, as with use permits, the applicant is reminded that there's a 10-day appeal period following the Planning Commission decision on the use permit. And as I explained to Mr. Bravo, is that any plans that he would want to submit towards the interior can be reviewed, and we can start that process during this 10-day appeal period time. And I also afforded to maybe sit down with them next week to go over the conditions, make sure they understand. Sometimes when you get into a new business and you get something like this, you're not quite sure what you have to do to make it all work. So we'll sit down with them to do that.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, next item on the agenda is commission commentary. Do any of the commissioners have any comments? Nothing?
It's just like, whatever, right?
Yeah, whatever, Walter.
No, I was glad to see Candy. She was at our ethics and harassment training on Wednesday, last Wednesday, so it's good to see her, but that's pretty much it.
Okay. I was going to forward everybody something that City Clerk forwarded me today, and it is, so there are some workshops that are going on. Actually, the 25th is one of the workshops, and it is in, said Marie Callender's in Reading. So look for an email I'll forward to you. She stated, you know, maybe some of the commissioners might want to attend this. It, I'm not quite sure. I didn't look at all the attachments were on here, but there are a number of workshops that might be interesting to you. So just wanted to make sure that you're aware of, you know, some kind of any free type of get-togethers that are planning related. So I'll forward this to you and see what you all think of wanting to attend this. And just this week, I also accepted in an application for the 24-unit apartment complex that is going to go on West Sycamore, kind of directly, indirectly across from the existing Willow Senior Center. So it there's about a 1.67-acre piece of property there that is going to be a multifamily apartment complex. So you all should have, I believe, the copy of the multifamily design guidelines. Start familiarizing yourself with that, because this will be the first litmus test for that set of guidelines that we put together. And just I did give Commissioner Michael a copy of that, because I know all the rest of you, I think, were given a copy. I kind of anticipate that this might be ready to hit the Planning Commission in July, but I'm looking at probably early July. The first meeting in July would be July 6th. The reason I'm saying that, not putting it towards the middle of the month, is they are applying for home funds for this grant, for this project. It's now affording the developer and nonprofits and such to be able to apply for these. So their application submittal is in August. And if there need to be any adjustments or anything to it, I didn't want to hold them up and get a middle of the month meeting. So if that could be something that we could look at calendaring, I'll give you a little more of an update, but my anticipation would be that it would land on that meeting July 6th. So we'd like to be able to have a full commission there if we could.
Is this low-income housing? This is what?
Pardon me?
This is low-income housing? Or what?
This is affordable housing, yes. An affordable housing project, PC. Yes.
Okay.
Majority of times, all the times, whenever they apply for home funds, that's usually what the nature of it is. They did consider doing another senior project. This company that has submitted the application works in concert with Pacific Communities, who were the developer of the 49-unit apartment complex. So the plans that we got in today, or just this week, had the Pacific Communities, you know, stamp on it. So they, it's a company that works in conjunction with that company. So they do projects up and down the state. And I believe they were kind of led here by Pacific Communities and said that, you know, there are some vacant lots. Maybe they would be able to build on them. I think they were also looking at the adjacent lot to the west, but the owner, I guess, didn't want to participate or sell the property, so they bought this piece of property and they're owners of it now. So that's going to be coming down the pipeline to you. That's the only application that I have in. I'm anticipating a couple others at this point right now, but I haven't seen them yet. And just to kind of update you on the Mercado project, that meat distribution project that you approved, that has had its first plan check through, so we're waiting for some revisions and getting those plan checks moving along and getting this project up and running. I did speak with Mr. Morrow, who was the representative for the Mercados, and he said that they do have a contractor on board now, so now once they get the plans approved and such, then they will be, you know, looking to start putting this into action. So those are the two kind of projects I wanted to update you on as well and keep you informed.
Anything new on Basin?
Pardon me?
Anything new on Basin Street?
The Basin Street project, we're still working through those. We have weekly phone conferences with our group and meeting, trying to stay on schedule. It's a large project.
Yeah.
Our engineer has done the first review of plans and sending them back now to the engineers and the disciplines that put them together, landscaping, Cal Water, and they collectively have put them together through the basin's engineers, and then those plans have been sent to our engineer for his review, and now they're gone back to get revisions and such. Simultaneously along, while that's taking place, then I'm working on the environmental side to get clearances that are necessary in order to move forward to clear a special condition. So it's a hot one on our plate, definitely all the time. Like I said, we have weekly conference calls about it.
And we met all our state deadlines, so we got that all squarely.
Well.
Other than the environmental.
Oh, yes, right. No, we're fine on all the other aspects of it. It's clearing special conditions in any grant. If you're familiar with grants, it's special conditions are placed upon you, and before you can move a dime, then those conditions have to be cleared. So we've got them narrowed down to probably, out of six of them, we probably have about 2.5, I should say, left to get clearance on. And they may, hopefully it's going to turn in our favor with a review that we're going to be looking at here real soon. And anytime you have to involve, you know, federal agencies as well, it could slow down the process, and we're being hopeful that what we're going to be submitting to them and such won't drag out. So, but yeah, it's a project, you know, that is going to benefit that whole area and be able to provide infrastructure for future development for other parcels as well. So it's a very important project, yes.
And anything new on the hospital?
The hospital. My last conversation with someone from the hospital was they have taken the project and are getting it reviewed for cost estimates. 2 years ago was when they got the approvals, and they want to make sure that the costs, that their current cost estimates are known before they put it out to bid. I have talked to one or two individuals who are calling about it. I think they're getting ready. They want to know when it's going to go out to bid. And as I tell them, it's not we that are putting it out to bid. It's the county, the hospital, the Glenn Medical Center is putting it out to bid. So that, I just let them know that. But at this point right now, we're just waiting for that cost estimate. And then Ms. Reidgren has told me she will inform me when the plans are going out to bid so that I can be prepared. The city will have a part to play in it, which is the off-site improvements. They have to do a lot merger, a few things on site. You know, we have some oversight on landscaping and as they say, off-site improvements and driveways and things. So we will have some review when that finally does start happening. Yeah. So hopefully it's going to be real soon.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm also a board of director for the hospital. What basically happened is when we were trying to get all the regulations and everything signed off, our initial planner, builder, they'd done the cost analysis, and then that person, they went out of business. So it's just a lot more doing the same thing that we already did. And it should go out to bid in about a month.
Oh, yeah, okay. I figured it was close. I had talked to Ms. Reigren maybe about a month ago, and we talked about getting the process started up, because I was starting to get phone calls, and I knew when that happens, and that means that something's starting to happen. So
yeah.
I just called her and spoke with her one day and got the update, and I just said, just let me know when they're going out to bid so that I can be prepared to start, you know, on our end as well when this process starts. So it'll be a you know, another great addition, you know, to that area. So looking forward to getting that process and that project started. Yeah. But
I'm done.
Okay. Like I said, I know of a couple other things that might be coming in, but I haven't received any applications yet.
So no meeting next month?
Well, we still can meet just next month. I was anticipating a project to come in, and the person decided to change situations. Therefore, it wouldn't require them to get a use permit. So it's... You know, it's not going to be a project that I thought it was going to be ready next month. We still definitely can set a meeting, and between now and which would be June
15th.
15th. And so if we, I can meet with the chairperson as well. If there's no projects that come in my door, like in the next week, and then I know I can put on the agenda, we'll see if there's some other topic that can be discussed if we need to. So if you also have any thoughts about that, you know, that's something, but I said at this point right now, I don't have, I know, a project to bring to you at the next meeting, but, so we'll see in about a week or so, and then I'll talk with the chair, and we'll go from there.
Is there anything else? Okay, this means adjourned.
Oh.
That was quick, fast.